Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what it do, y'all? It's your girl, KG the Bubonic, coming live and direct from Austin, Texas. You're now listening to BangOutRadio.com. Y'all be sure and check out all the hottest unsigned artists and fresh music. You check me out at BangOutRadio.ning.com/profile/KG the Bubonic. Your favorite lady MC holding it down for Texas. Already.
Everybody, you tuned in to Sexy Saturdays right here on Bang Out Radio. It's your girl Amanda Baby G and your girl Erica Marie in the building. We so live right now. I hope you're ready for an exciting show because we ready.
What's good, everybody? It's Saturday. You know, we got to keep it sexy, but today I feel like bringing some heat on. Yes, yes, I feel like bringing some heat on today. Our hot topic of the day is going to be domestic violence. People don't want to hear about it. People don't want to talk about it. People don't want to talk about the truth. But men put their hands on women as well as women do put their hands on men. I mean, they shouldn't do it, but they do. And it's a very controversial subject. I want to get into that today.
Yeah, so we just want to get into all our callers today. Call in. You know the number, 661-621-7559, as well as hit us up on Facebook. Let us know what you think about this controversial topic of the day. I mean, we can't say that it's not a controversial topic because it is. I mean, there's so many aspects and sides to the story. I mean, if you want to share your personal story, you know, make everybody be aware that this is, you know, nothing to hide from. This is what's going on. Men hitting on women hitting on men. It's a real thing. You know, when you get in arguments, you get real heated, emotions take full effect, and you just be swinging all of a sudden.
I mean, you know, it's nothing to laugh at, but some people don't know how to keep their hands to themselves. And especially women. You know, women are emotional individuals. They tend to get overly emotional. That's when you have to ask yourself, what am I doing? I need to stop, because if this man wanted to, he could punch my face in right now. But the minute a man, like, even look like he gonna put his hands on you, I'm gonna call 911 on you. I don't think that's very grown-up of you. I mean, if you want to claim you're a woman, make grown-up decisions. Be smart about stuff. You claim you're grown, then be smart. Know that if you put your hands on a man, there's a chance that he might put his hands on you. Even though everybody's like, oh, he's not a man if he put his hands on you. Oh, okay, so what does that mean? Did you step out of your place of being a woman because you decided to put your hands on a man?
I think they should realize that if you punch, you're going to get punched back. I mean, I think the same reason as far as, you know, as it took place when we were little kids. Someone bossing you around. Women or female, boy or girl, doesn't matter. When you get bossed around so much, when you get, you know, get told so many things, your emotions are going to take effect to the point you're going to push them out. You know what I mean? You're going to push them out. You're going to punch them, whatever. Like, male or female, boy or girl, doesn't matter. When you get to that point, when you get to that level, you're going to put hands on somebody regardless, especially if you're the crazy type. You know what I'm saying? When you just blow up and all that anger, you're just like, oh, my God, I want to punch a wall, and you just punching shit everywhere, like... Especially when your anger is so bad, you have a bad temper, like, those people are not meant to be messed around with. And if you're aware of that and you know that you're with somebody like that, like, don't put pressure on the situation. Don't put hands on your man if you know he's a woman beater or he has a temper. Like, if you already know what it is, why, like, you know, add more fire to the flame.
I mean, at the end of the day, I hate to say it, but some women like to be hit. Some women. No, really.
No,
no.
like, yeah, just choke me out. Why don't you? I'm like, cool. I'm like, that's crazy. Like,
no, on the real, like, some women like to get men so pissed off that they will hit him, and instead of leaving him, they'll come right back. Or they can get out of an abusive relationship and go right into another abusive relationship. And I mean they like it as in a, oh, I like to get fucked up, but they like it as in they stay and they won't leave. You gotta love yourself first and have more respect for yourself first. It's not a game.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. I mean, especially with, I mean, it's rare. It's very rare, but there is some men out there that were raised to not hit women regardless, you know what I mean, of the situation. I feel that there's some women out there that hold that men, you know, that men stature to where they're niggas, shit. Like, you know what I mean? And the male that they with, that they just so quiet and, yeah, my woman be beating on me, or, yeah, my woman be emotionally, you know, cheating on me and
abusive.
Shit. Like, just emotionally, physically, everything. You know what I mean? Speaking to them like they just a piece of shit and everything. Like, women can be just as harsh as men. And men fail to realize that. We might not be physical with it, but we can be emotionally with it.
Yeah, that's so true. Like, I mean, to me, a woman asking for it, if she argued with her man or her kid's father or something and be like, oh, well, your kid's got a different daddy. They don't need you. Yeah, you're like, bitch, are you stupid?
I know, right?
Why would you say something like that? I would sock you in the mouth for that.
Yeah.
Like me, if I was a man, like, are you serious? You just that bold to go tell me that my kid's got a different daddy? Really? Because you mad? Because you got an attitude? That, like, stuff like that, those are games. Those are mind games. And, like, sometimes when people tend to play games, like, you get hurt. It's time to, like I said, it's time to be more grown up. It really is. Okay. That's ties. Yes. This whole domestic violence thing. Ooh, it's real heavy, y'all. It's real heavy today.
Yeah, well, we definitely going to get more into it, elaborate more on it, you know, hear more of our point of view. And we also want to hear your point of view as well. So, like I said, give us a call at 661-621-7559. Hit us up on our Facebook, Amanda Baby G, Erica Marie. Let us know what you think. You know, bring a little bit of your aspect to the situation as far as maybe you know somebody that's being involved with domestic violence, or you personally been involved with domestic violence. Like, this is something we all need to be aware of. I know times are hard and pressure is being on, you know, coming on everybody to the point where they're just, like, giving up and making stupid decisions. But it's like, it never should result to domestic violence, especially if you have a family and everything like that. You have children and everything. Like, your children don't need to think of that. But at the end of the day, like, I understand times are hard, but it's like, it never should result into domestic violence at all. But without further ado, let's get into some tracks right now. You know, take a little step back, gather our thoughts, and we'll be back right here. Here's Swagga Fools and we'll rock and roll.
Smell of you, better yet tasting you. Them kid boys scream every time I'm fucking you. So tell her let's go, cause shorty is a rider. I pull that 9 out, I know she is riding. You want fire, boo, you melt these ice cubes. I'll get them candles lit, so I can wax you. Hump on your ponytail, dopey style, no walking out. You love my Dougie, when I dig you, I'm gonna shout it out.
Rolling and dancing, she swinging that curve, she grinding, and I like it when she rock and roll, rock. when I ride that thing in like the winner. Give him what he likes, no letdowns. 1 week go round and round, and I know he love it. I can tell by the way that daddy sound. When we rocking and rolling, rolling and rocking, got them frames popping. To the rhythm of the beat, to the rhythm of the beat, be having that headboard knocking. From the fact that I'm doing me, and I know you got to have it. Let me swing my hair, let me swing my hair before you grab it.
In the middle, baby girl, you know just what I'm about. And you know, once I get it in, you can never resist the shouts and screaming and scratching, biting, moaning, and yelling. And the marks all on my back is really your full storytelling. Of one of the wildest nights, fantasies we bring alive. I can be your monster, you can be my lady Frankenstein. Never scream my balls, cause there's really no resisting me. And I make that girl nut like she 51 and 50.
This is just a melody. Melody.
When I say,
Yo, 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 what's up? You're back with your girl, Erica Marie and Amanda Baby G. It's Sexy Saturdays. We getting it popping. Y'all know how we do. We always try to bring the heavy, the light, with the hard and the rough and all that.
And all that, yes.
All
man,
that.
We doing this so live right now. Yes, this is a heavy topic, but we gonna get into it because it needs to be talked about. Domestic violence. Men putting their hands on women and women putting their hands on men. It needs to be spoken about because it's happening right now. It's going on right now.
I mean, it's real at the end of the day. It's real. Like, people sit there and want to sweep it under the rug, but it's there. And, I mean, we're young. We're young. And it's sad. It goes on in young relationships. 16-year-olds, I mean, we ain't 16, but 16-year-olds, you know, and people in high school are starting that young. Like, people need to get a handle on this. It's a real topic. It's real. Like, it's starting with our kids. Like, that's not cool. To for me, having grown up in a house where I saw that go on, like, that wears down on a child. People always try to pretend like their kids don't know what's going on and their kids don't see it and they were kids and they forgot it. No, that's not true. That's not real. Kids don't forget it. They do not forget it. They take that with them. And some people take it in different ways. Some people take it as, oh, that's what's up. That's what happened. That's how I'm going to handle stuff when I get older. Some people take it as, oh no, never me. Never at all. I mean, it just depends on the person. I know some people that have taken it and been like, okay, that's what's up. I'm going to try not to be like that, but sometimes they can't help it.
Sometimes it could be hereditary at the end of the day. I mean, they may not want to be a part of the situation or be a part of a situation like that, but at the end of the day, when you have a little boy and he sees, you know, his dad and his mother, and I mean, they try to say, oh, I would never be like that, never be like my dad, I will never hit. But then when they're in that situation where, I mean, as well as, you know, substance abuse takes part. If they're alcoholic, you know what I mean, or if they do drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Majority of that is involved as well, to where they turn back and it becomes hereditary. They do hit their, you know, their girlfriend or their baby mama or their wife, you know, so on and so forth. Like, it goes down from that.
I mean, you know, not to make excuses for anyone, because like we said, men do it and women do it, and people should learn how to control their anger at the end of the day. I mean, sometimes I get a little angry and I get a little out of control. And I mean, people just need to learn how to control their anger. I'm working on it, y'all. I will try.
Yeah, we're meditating over here. Man, I mean, I'm in these situations too as well. You know what I'm saying? When, you know, especially when your heart's on the line and when you actually do love somebody, you know what I mean? And you just feel so disrespected or just so tired of the situation, like you feel it's never going to get better. And you feel like you just got to put hands and just, like, punch the realness in them, even though it's, you know, that's not the wise situation. I mean, that's not wise, you know what I mean, to do that. But at the end of the day, you just get so sick of, you know, whatever they're doing to you, whether, you know, they're cheating on you or, you know, whatever the situation may be at that time, whatever the circumstance may be. You sometimes, women or men, you just get tired of it. You get tired of the ridicule. You get tired of being abused. You get tired of everything to where the point you're just like, I'm really about to knock you to tomorrow. You know what I mean?
I mean, but to bring it on a more serious note, like, what people don't understand is a lot of the times domestic violence ends in death. And people need to stop taking it so lightly. Like, people get killed over it. Like, you could be beating somebody for years, and one day they can wake up and just snap. Like, That battered woman syndrome. I mean, I feel like the same goes for men. Like, it is only so much that a person can take in this world. And some people's limit
are higher than others and some people's limits are lower. I mean, got to get it together, people. We got to get it together. Especially if people are out there having families and babies and stuff. Don't do that to your kids. Don't do it to yourself, first of all. But don't do it to your kids.
Yeah, people fail to realize, especially couples fail to realize that, I mean, your children see this at the end of the day. It's just, this is something that's going to be imprinted in their minds, you know, from small, like 1-year-old, whatever, you know, they're still going to see that. They're still going to feel that. They're going to feel those negative vibes. They're going to feel that negative environment where you guys are always arguing or always fighting, always dealing with some kind of physical matter. Your kids feel that. Your kids sense that. And, you know, they feel what the mother's feeling. They feel what the father's feeling. And it's just like, you don't want to, that messes with their psyche. Like, you don't want to mess up their lives already so young. And for them to grow up and not even know what's right or wrong at the end of the day.
Yeah. I mean, we ain't going to tell nobody how to raise their kids.
We're not trying to tell anybody how to raise their kids, but at the end of the day, they need to, you know, stop thinking about themselves and come to the realization that it's not about them anymore. It's about their children and the life of their children. If you're really in an abusive relationship, then maybe you should step away from that relationship and worry about your kids. You know what I mean? Instead of worrying about the relationship.
I mean, we were all kids once. You know how it felt. You know how things felt when they happened. You know how you felt as a child. Like, for me, it's just, You should not want to do that to your child. The way that you feel, you should not want to make your child feel like that. And that's how I look at things. It's just simple. But women, yes, I'm talking to women. Please learn to keep your hands off of men. I mean, don't sit there and think, because really? Can you whoop his ass? I don't think so.
I don't care if you Debo, female Debo herself. Like, you a female version of Debo. No, you guys have a higher power, higher anger in life that would probably kill you. Not saying there's some killers, but I'm just saying, like, they would probably really hurt you from you, like, in general.
Like, I grew up with boys, with all brothers, and just the way that I grew up was just like, you know how some people are taught, like, oh, if somebody puts their hands on you, you hit them back. Like, to me, I'm like, you shouldn't put your hands on a man unless you want to get your ass hit back. You're not a man. You're not stronger than him. You're probably not bigger than him. So use your brain. Don't put your hands on him and be trying to beat on him and think that, oh, it's okay, I'm just going to call the police. Because one day you're going to hit him, and one day he's going to snap, and your ass ain't going to make it to no phone. Then what you going to do? Be talking about, damn, I should have learned to keep my hands to myself?
A little too late for that.
I mean.
Well, especially the couples out there, the females out there, be like, well, I got brothers, and he can come get you, and like, take you to that level as if they have backup. Well, that backup may not be there at that time.
Yeah.
Might not get there in time. That's what they feel to realize. Like, you can only push somebody so far to the edge where they feel like they could really do damage. They could really take your life. I know there will be some at times where, you know, you've been in a fight with somebody and people black out. I know times where I'd be so angry I really wanted to beat somebody's ass where I blacked out, you know what happened. I remember, like, you know, discussion got heated, you know, we score up, and all of a sudden, she was on the floor. I don't remember what happened. Like, I don't remember what happened after that. You know what I mean? It's just like, you just get angry to the point where you black out, and who goes to say that men do the same thing? You know what I mean? It's not saying that all men black out, but at the end of the day, you never know how much a person's anger can change their whole mentality and change a whole decision.
That's real true. That's true. Just, like, I get so tired of hearing it. Like, oh, he beat me, yada, yada, yada. When you know the real, like, at the end of the day, you know you was putting your hands on him. Like, I've seen it firsthand where a woman has put her hands on a man, and all he's done was grab her to stop her from hitting him, and she don't want to call the police, like, oh, he was beating on me. Like, really? And the man got picked up and got arrested. Like, to me, like, that's bullshit. Like, women are so vindictive. And it's crazy. Like, I've been told before by officers, like, yeah, I hate going to domestic violence calls because a woman will call the police on her man. He could have just beat the shit out of her. And he really could have just done it. And she will call the police on him. The police will come. I've been told by several officers, next thing they know, she trying to stab them with something. She mad at them, like, damn, you just called me and told me he was hurting you. I'm coming to save you. Like, people are really crazy. People are really messed up in the head these days. I'm sorry, women, but some of y'all need to get it together.
Man, really, though. I mean, too, they fail to realize, like, the way the system works, the way that, you know, the law is, that women have a lot of authority, you know what I mean, at the end of the day. And I feel just like a police officer sometimes has authority and they abuse it. Women abuse their authority as well. Just to say as far as, you know, you guys in an argument and you pull a knife on him and he over here trying to defend himself, like you were saying. Like,
yeah,
they're going to pick the man up before they even pick the women up.
He could have got stabbed 5 times.
Really, though, like, you know what I mean? And, you know, you could have flipped it and say, well, he came at me and I got the knife, so therefore, you know, you could flip it. Nobody really knows the real story except you and him. But at the end of the day, no one's going to hear his side of the story because he's a man.
Because he's bigger and because he can hurt you and because of whatever. But at the end of the day, he's bigger and he can hurt you. And my whole thing is you have to look at it like he did it, though. Like, to me, if a woman's sitting there saying, like, oh, he beat my ass, like, you don't look like you got your ass beat. Like, I don't know what kind of man you're fucking with, but to me, if a man punches a woman in her face, she's going to look really fucked up. She's going to look like she got her ass beat. She's not going to go to work the next day. Go to work, go hang out, go pop a couple of bottles with her friends at the club the next day. Like, if you really got your ass beat, you're going to look like you got your ass beat. Like, I hate that with a passion for a woman to be like, crying wolf, if I must, crying wolf. Like, oh, he beat on me. You don't have a black eye. You don't have a scratch on your body. He's all scratched up. Well, how come he got arrested? Put two and two together, people. That shit don't work for me.
Yeah, that's crazy. But, man, we want to hear what our callers have to say. So give us a call, man. Join in our conversation right now because we need a real heated conversation. Like I said, this is something that needs to be aired, needs to be talked about. You know, let it all dry out at the end of the day. Let's get to more music right now, and we'll be back right here, Sexy Saturdays. We do it a bit.
wake up every day, I pray to the man upstairs. Get prepared for the struggle that's out here. Lost years, I found tears. Pour out beer for my peers that's not here. You got a girl kisser. Call your mama and tell her you miss your mama. And look after your little sister, Kim. And sold it, head bowed, knees to the ground. Drinks inside, I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Amanda Baby G and Erica Marie, we in the building talking about domestic violence.
man. I know this is a serious subject. I know sometimes people feel uncomfortable talking about it, but at the end of the day, we need to talk about it.
I mean, yeah, be real, y'all. It is close to home. I mean, I know I have anger problems myself, and me as a lady, I'm working on that. I really am. I'm working on it. But that's why I tell you, women, keep your hands to yourself. It's not a beautiful thing at all. Like,
men, keep your hands to yourself too. Let's not talk to the ladies and be on the ladies, but men too. Like, they need to figure out how to deal with their anger and deal with the situation that brings the anger. They need to think about it differently. If you just have to get up and go and leave, then you need to get up and go and leave. There's no need to argue anymore, make the conversation or the situation even more heated to the point where you have to hit somebody or you have to put your hands on a female. You feel me? Like, just get up and leave. The same, you know, goes for the women as well. If you feel like it's going to get to that level, it's going to get to that point before he puts his hands on you or you put your hands on him, get up and go. It's just that easy.
Yeah, I mean, some people feel like it's easier said than done, but at the end of the day, you got to think about yourself. You got to think about number one. Because while you sitting there acting a fool, you either go in the with your ass beat, in jail, or dead. You have three options. I mean, when you could just simply walk away. But you know what? Some people are crazy. Some people don't let you walk away.
Man, that is so true. Like, he was like, I'm just going to get it to go. He was like, you ain't going nowhere. You're going to finish this new conversation. And then I'm like, wow. Now, that's a little crazy.
That's true. Some people don't let you walk away. You could be like, I'm about to, let me go cool off. What is to be said about that when you're trying to walk out of a situation and a person jumps in front of you and tells you, no, you ain't going nowhere. Like, that's escalating the situation. Be smart. Let that person walk away. Let that person cool down instead of letting things go to the...
I'm so true to that because I'm like that. You feel me? Like, sometimes me being a stickler for having the last word, like, I have to have the last word regardless of the situation, regardless of the argument. I have to be the woman on top and have the last word. Like, I don't know why, but that's what it is. And, like, when this person wants to just walk away and go, I feel like, no, you're not going to walk away and leave. I need to say what I got to say, and I need to have the last word. So, like, I understand that situation. And most of the time, it's not the smartest thing to do at the end of the day.
It's not. That's when a person would be like, well, if you ain't going to get the fuck out of my way, I'm going to get you the fuck out of my way.
Exactly. I mean, thank God that's never happened to me, but you know what I mean? Like, what goes to say that it's not going to happen to somebody else? Like, especially for strong women like me that want to have the last word and have the last word. And,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just have a strong, be a strong woman at the end of the day. Like, if he hit me, like, I'm going to hit him back. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're going to be squabbing. That's it. But, I mean, especially if you have children, it's not the best choice. It's really not.
But, I mean, you know what's so funny, though? What I have to say, I have to address this. Like, women are so quick to be like, men should be men, and they need to stay a man's place, and, oh, you acting like a woman if you hit me or whatever. That goes for women, too. Stay in a woman's place. You can't whoop his ass. You can't beat him up. You can pick up something and stab him, but, I mean, what's that going to solve? Be a woman. Be a lady. Be classy. Calm that shit down. I mean, y'all know how we do it. It's Sexy Saturday. We keep it real all day, every day. Y'all know how we do. We're not trying to offend nobody, but we got to keep it real. Because if we don't keep it real with y'all, who is? I mean, I know nobody wants to talk about this, but it has to be talked about. Let's put it out there because it's happening. And if it ain't happening to you, I'm sure it's probably happening to somebody you know, somebody you close to. You don't have to admit it to me, but, I mean, you know it yourself. You know what it is at the end of the day. You can't lie to yourself. You could say something a million times, but it doesn't make it true. I can tell you guys that I'm white all day long, and I'm still not going to be white. I mean, when people lie to themselves about something,
That don't change nothing. Just get it together, people.
I mean, it's too, like, if you got some close friends or close family members that know your situation and know what's going on, I mean, I know I'd be having some cousins that be like, man, he ain't doing you right. You know I got you, cousin. I'll whip his ass for you. I'd be like that, too, with some of my friends with, like, you know, like, you know, the person that you know is doing the best for their relationship and trying to make it happen, and just the female or the male is just not feeling it, you know what I mean, not helping the situation whatsoever, to the point where I'd be like, shoot, if you need that, let me know. I got you. I'll whip her ass for you. You know what I mean? Like, if you got love like that, I mean, I know violence is not the answer, but it's just like, if you got love like that, that's, in my eyes, I think that's cool. That's love. You feel me? Because they don't want to see you going to jail for somebody that's stupid. They don't want to see you, you know what I mean?
But at the end of the day, having love like that don't change nothing, because you got to love yourself more.
Exactly.
You got to love yourself first. I don't care if you got kids, whatever the situation. If it ain't working and it ain't work, it's not going to work. If stuff hasn't changed, it's not going to change. I'm sorry, deuces, kick rocks, whatever you got to do. You got to do you first. That's real. Because like I said, you're going to end up with your ass beat, dead, or in jail.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, especially too with these females and they haven't, you know, having babies with these guys. It's just like, I don't understand why women take, use their children as ammo. You know what I mean? Oh, well, you don't beat on me and you're going to do this, then you're not going to see your kid. You're not going to do this. Like, what's happening between you and him, that's between you and him. That has nothing to do with the children at the end of the day. You know what I mean? If he is a really good father and he does what he has to do as being a father, then why take away the kids? Just because he has anger issues towards you doesn't mean, or necessarily mean, he has anger issues towards the children.
9 out of 10, they don't have anger issues towards the children. It's all about you. Women, I'm sorry, women are single, y'all out, but women get mad and, oh, well, you want to be with her? Well, then fuck you then. You're not going to see your kids. Like, what you think that does to a man? What do you think that does to a man's psyche? Like, really, the one thing that I love more than anything in the world, you're going to take it away from me because I don't want to be with your ass? No. No. Grow up. You got to grow up, women. You got to get it together. I don't care if you don't want to be with me yet. Get on their level. They don't care, you don't care. We can do the kid thing. Hey, come pick them up. Let me go get my freak on while you doing your thing. While you got kids.
Right. Maybe so they're back to full effect.
Instead of being worried about what he's doing, do you, women. Really, do you. Because while you worried about what he doing and you trying to hurt him, you ain't doing nothing about hurting yourself. Because you can't have a meaningful relationship or go out and have fun because you're so worried about, oh, how I'm going to get him back? How I'm going to be vindictive to him? Women, stop being vindictive and everybody be happy. I mean, let him go on and live. Stop trying to hurt. That's what's wrong with women. They always trying to hurt men. Like, oh, I can't hurt him because he don't care about me no more. He don't love me no more. So I'm going to hurt him with his children. And that's how people get their ass beat. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's hard enough in here. But it's so true, though. Like, I feel like even if you don't have any children, you know, at the end of the day, like, we all need to think about the consequences of our actions, whether it gets to physical, where it doesn't get to physical, or, you know, even in, through marriage, if you're married, you know what I mean? You're in a physical relationship. Like, every consequence, every action comes with a consequence. It could be a big consequence. It could be a small consequence. Like, it doesn't matter. But people fail to realize that some, even men, you know, men and women, they think of what's to happen right now. If I do this, this is what's going to happen, and this is what's going to happen. But at the end of the day, it's like a domino effect. Everything that you do happens, and then this happens with it. This comes with it, and this comes with it. You know what I mean? It's like one action can hurt more than one person. You know what I mean? Besides that one person, it can hurt more than one person. they could come with more than one situation and escalate to more than one thing. That's what people fail to realize. Every action comes with a consequence.
I mean, one of my favorite things to say is karma is a bigger bitch than I will ever be. Because, you know, I get thought I'm a bitch. But that's another story. But karma is a bigger bitch than I will ever be. And people need to understand that. Women, y'all sitting there, y'all playing games. You wondering why you can't do better and you can't get better. Stop playing games. Stop trying to hurt somebody. Men, you sitting there, you beating on your woman. You wondering why you constantly having a struggle, why you can't find a job. That's karma, baby. Karma for that ass. That's what it is.
I mean, especially, too, it's like, I know that women fail to realize when they have a good man, when a strong woman has a good man, they don't see it. They, in a sense, they want that roughneck. You know what I mean? They want that man that's
going to check their ass and beat their ass.
Exactly. Sometimes, you know, that's why women are abusive to men. Because maybe they, that's just not for them. They like certain aspects of them, but at the end of the day, they want a roughneck. They want a man to meet their attitude.
You can't be with somebody and try to change them. Because honestly, at the end of the day, what they change into, you might not like it.
So you might create a monster.
Man, tell me about it.
Man, it's like, I mean, like I said, there's somebody for everybody. And if you feel like your relationship with somebody is just not working and you're trying to change it and it's still not working, then maybe that person is not for you. No matter how much you love them, no matter how much you care for them, no matter how many arguments you get into, so on and so forth, how many kids you have, but at the end of the day, they're just not meant for you.
I mean, we're talking to everybody on this domestic violence because people can say whatever. Like, to me, if you verbally abusive, you fucking up. Don't be sitting there calling no man, no bitch, and telling him, fuck you, you ain't a man. And that's how you make people crazy, y'all. It really is. Then you really go see somebody that ain't a man to you.
The same as men being verbal abusive to women.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's lowering their self-esteem and making them be insecure. Like, men can do that, too, and do it really. You know, women aren't insecure in general. You know what I mean? It doesn't help that the media and magazines portray a woman to be tall, skinny.
Oh, yeah.
You know, tall, skinny, and beautiful. Not all of us are tall, skinny, and beautiful. Some are, you know, everybody's different. I mean, but men tend to run with that because they can't make a woman feel insecure. They can't make a woman, you know, do things to where you will see a stupid bitch to be with a man that whip her ass, you know what I mean, and still with him because, oh, he loves her. He knows how to butter her up. But then at the same time, it's just like she feels like that's the only attention she can get. That's the only man she can get. Because this man has been verbally abusive and physically abusive to where he makes her feel like she can't do no better and nobody wants her.
Yeah. But I've even seen, like, crazy things where a woman was in an abusive relationship. She got into another relationship where it was a form of abuse, but it wasn't what she was used to, but she felt like it was better. But where even this person's family has been like, oh, you should have stayed with that other guy because he used to buy you things. You can buy me Coach, Gucci, whatever the fuck. You're not going to whoop my ass. That's all I know. Fuck that. You can go somewhere. You can buy me whatever. You can buy me a brand new house. You're not going to beat on me. That don't make you a good man because you buy me something.
Man, that's so true, though. But, man, let's get into these tracks right now because we own right now. Let's get into some more music right now. This is our boy, Cadillac JR, man. Like I said, we play hip-hop not all the time, but a little bit. But this is our boy. He's showing love. He's doing his thing out there. So Cadillac JR is like a drummer.
Hey. girl, bragging girl, he did his thing. When he fought me, he smiled on my face. The magic plus say, yeah, I'm like a snap. When the magic gets you going, and I go with that motion. The light's so true, I'm waiting for the ocean. I know what you're cooking, girl, you want me to speed it up. With your put it in your butt and then you beat it up. Ass up, please, now you're waiting for the pound game. I'ma make that pussy rain, I'ma make that pussy change.
Never had my back at all. There won't be no breaking me down. Shake, break it down, roll, smoke, skate,
Yo, 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 you back with Sexy Saturday with your girl, Erica Marie and Amanda Baby G. We in the building. We were talking about domestic violence. We just wanted to drop some knowledge on y'all. But we're done with that for today. We're done with that for today. Hit us up, y'all, at 661-621-7559. We got to get back to the sexy now.
Yeah, we're going to get back to the sexy, so we are Sexy Saturday. And this is what it is, and this is what we do. We spit that real, but at the end of the day, we got to do it in a sexy manner. So we always got to come back to the sexy at the end of the day. And we want to talk about our Sexy Saturday photo shoot that we just had with our boy.
And plan of Moments Stolen. He really hooked us up, y'all. He really did. I had so much fun.
Yeah, I had a good time as well. I mean, I've been to a previous photo shoot, but it was actually more fun.
It was very lighthearted, and at the same time, like, y'all know it's Saturday, so, you know, trying to be sexy, I got to do a little innocent photo.
Yeah, she over there played an innocent role, you know what I'm saying? So, we all know that's not true, but, yeah. But, yeah, I did my thing as well, you feel me? Like, I had to bring out the baby G, you feel me? Not just the Amanda, but the baby G as well. For those of you that know me, and for those of you that don't know me, like, I had to bring it out, you feel me?
I mean, if y'all listen to Amanda Baby G's music, you already know what it is. You already know how to get down. Her music is real. Those are her real thoughts. She's so nasty. She's going to act like she's not. She's trying to talk about me because I just put it out there like, hey, I ain't going to put it in the song. We're just going to talk about shit. Like, hey, if I want to have sex, I want to have sex. If I want to talk about sex, I'm going to talk about sex. That's just what it is. But the photo shoot was really fun. Like, he's a really good guy to work with. He makes you feel very comfortable. I mean, and to me, that's the most important thing. Because I know I'd be like, what the man touching me? Or, like, you want to feel comfortable at the end of the day.
You're right, yeah. And, I mean, the vibe was awesome. You feel me? He played music. We were chilling, you know what I mean? The vibe was top-notch from top. You know what I mean? He was very professional about it. The pictures came out great. Hit up on Facebook so you can, you know, see the final result. Amanda Baby G, Erica Marie. Also, hit him up, Antlan. Moments Stolen on Facebook, or you can go ahead and add him, Anthony Moore,
yeah,
as well on,
yeah,
Facebook. Look at his work. It's wonderful.
He has a hell of a portfolio.
Yes.
He's actually gotten women in for Playboy, like several women. He gets down. I mean, I don't know. If you don't want to go that route, you don't have to go that route.
Yeah, you don't have to go Playboy, but at the end of the day, his pictures are bomb.
I mean, he does
covers as well,
photos.
You know what I'm saying? He does a couple of album covers for a couple of rappers and whatnot. I mean, they came out phenomenal as well. I mean, definitely hit him up. Ladies, fellas, rappers in the entertainment business, everywhere, everybody, hit my boy up. Anthony Moore, Amplan, Moments Stolen. All together. I mean, he does weddings, he does parties. I mean, they came out beautiful.
And like we said, like, he's a hell of a photographer. And we honestly felt comfortable. The environment was great. Music playing. And y'all know we love our music. So.
Exactly. So we know it was the vibe were awesome off top. So definitely hit our boy up and get your appointment in and get your photo shoot on.
I mean, and right now, he's being very reasonable with his prices as well. Like, you're not going to go to him. Like, if the quality of his work, you would think you would be paying more. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
You would think you would have to pay more.
But, yeah, just let him know that your girl from Sexy Saturday, Amanda Baby G and Erica Marie, sent you, and maybe he'll show you some love.
Yeah, maybe he'll show you some love. But, I got to shout out my girl, Melissa. She's a party planner, and your girls, we went to a little pre-ESPYs party. It was off the chain. I'm not even going to lie.
For it being a weekday, that shit was so live.
Yes, you guys.
That shit was
it was
live. Like, they got turned up during the week. That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about.
Red carpet event. Got to see a few people, you know. It was fun. It was fun. sitting there dancing all night, had a couple of drinks, couldn't get too drunk, you know, we still had to drive home.
Yeah, can't get too twisted, but at the end of the day, we did our thing.
Had a couple of performances, you know.
Yeah, I mean, YG was in the building, you feel me? He sang that Tooted and Booted, he performed, that shit was live, I was cool.
Yeah, but you know I
got to
talk about the girl
we
had on stage
there. Oh, man, we got to talk about that because, man, they thought they were some top-notch model females, like video vixens, and they really wasn't.
I mean, not to even be hating on nobody, but damn, come on.
I mean, but if you're a rapper and you won't come to perform somewhere, maybe planned, maybe not planned, whatever, I mean, correct. Don't have these bomb bitches, video vixens, on your video and then perform and have some busted ass
from the
head perform on stage with you. Like, yeah, that's not cool.
Come correct with it. I mean, as a rapper, a male, me as a female, like, I don't want to see bitches dancing on stage with you. I'll see you with your hype man, like, hyping it up, but I don't give a fuck to see no bitch shaking her ass in my face.
Right?
I mean, I don't get down like that, so I don't want to see all that.
Yeah, I mean,
that
it's
shit
cool.
At home to yourself.
It's cool for the fellas that were watching and stuff, but it didn't feel like they was really interested in the whole performance.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look, you know, we were there and we looked around and it's like, it was cool. Oh, hey, YG, you know, this is my song and it up, but it wasn't about the, oh, we had females, you know, let's engage.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like that.
For us being two people that love music, period, point blank, like, we love music. It doesn't matter what kind of music it is. We love music. We, like, I want to hear the words to your song. I want to hear what you're saying. I want to hear your message. Like, that's how I am. And to see women up there dancing, like, I mean, it's not a problem, but, like, damn, that's so correct. They sitting up there dancing and talking to each other. Like, really? Y'all talking? No dancing scene?
Yeah, I know. It's like, they act like it was a backup dancer and didn't know the routine. Like, come on now, get it together.
They up there talking to each other like, oh, let me shake it. Ooh, do it like that, girl. Do it like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was real crazy. But at the end of the day, it was so much fun. We felt like VIP all the way. That shit was so live. I mean, we walked in, you know, above the line. We went in. I mean, it was so nice to see Real.
It was.
Real from...
He's short. I'm not even going to lie, but he's a little sexy little thing. No.
If y'all don't know, it was a VH1 episode with Real and Chance.
Yeah. That's who we're talking about.
And we talk, you know, I believe they're called the Stallionaires.
Yes, Stallionaires.
The Stallionaires.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe we can get some of their music.
And then they was, he is short. I mean, he got that long hair, don't care, but he is short. I'm like, wow. I was telling him this.
I mean, you know, we've seen a couple of ballers up there.
Yes, we saw a couple of ballers.
But it was, at the end of the day, it was real life. Everybody was up in there to have a good time. You know, I like going out when I don't want to see none of that drama. I don't want to see that arguing. I want everybody to be having a good time on the dance floor. Like, when we first walked in, you know, that's what we did. Let's go get a drink and let's go hit the floor.
And let me tell you, we were on the dance floor all night. I mean, from the time we got there to all the way till it closed. And we were didn't leave the dance floor. Let me tell you, my feet were hurting so bad in my stomach. But I did the thing. I did my thing.
Yeah, I gotta get those photos. We gotta upload those photos for y'all so we can show you how much fun we had.
Yes.
And mentioning fun, isn't that the party bus is coming up?
Yes. For all y'all out there, our girl, Topaz Lishay, is doing a party bus. From the 661 to Vegas, we're doing it so big.
Oh yeah, it's a nonstop party on the bus. You go, get on the bus, get to Vegas, hit the pool party, chill for a minute, do your thing, then hit the club. After you hit the club, back on the bus, party all the way back to the 661.
No. Like I told y'all before, don't get drunk and pass out. Because I will be talking about y'all.
Or we might just write on your face. You might wake up and have a tattoo you don't remember getting. Man, we all get so turned up. It's August 22nd. It's going down. We're going to meet up at the Lancaster City Park, and we're going to meet up on the bus, get on the bus from there, and get our way down to Vegas. Hit up our girl, Topaz Lachey, our Bang Out Radio, on Facebook, and let her know, you know, let her know you're down to go, and she'll give you the details as far as how much it's going to be, what time of departure and arrival, so on and so forth.
Yeah, but that's coming up real soon. I mean, if you want to party with us, you want to see how we get down.
It's official Bang Out Radio takeover. Put it that way.
But, I mean, y'all know how we do. We like to have fun with it and be lighthearted with everything, mostly everything. Sometimes we got to, you know, we got to keep it real, though. We got to keep it real.
Definitely.
But I know I'm going to be at the pool party trying to get me a little tan.
Who are you telling? I'm the one who need a tan, girl. Everybody knows. But you know what? They call me light bright, and I kind of like that. I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that.
You have some rather pale legs.
Okay. That's talking about me now. But let's get to this track right now, my boy D-Star, Pocket Love.
When my day starts, when my day starts, leaving you in bed, I wish that I would rather be with you instead, hoping that you still be in like this. When I finish taking care of my business, you got that good, good. When a nigga don't wanna work, and all I wanna do is stay right there up under your skirt, and I ain't playing. It's really not a game. When I don't have you with me, I never feel the same. My alarm goes off, and I don't wanna move. I don't wanna take my hands off you. I wish that I could make you small enough so you wouldn't show. Then I could take you every single place that I would go. You'll be my pocket love, pocket love, pocket love. You'll be my pocket love, pocket love, pocket love. I wish that I could take you every place that I would go. Show you on to everybody that I ever known. And if you never wanna be the one to leave my side, then I know you dead, shit this down for the ride. I can't believe that you got me feeling like this. It seemed like I done gave you my last kiss. And if you never wanna be the one to leave my side, then I know you're my bunny, you know I'll be your guy.
Speaking of our girl Topaz Lachey, we don't get into this track right now. It's called Tarts Up.
Yeah, we turned up in the club, not giving a what. Popping bottles. In the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping bottles. We in the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping bottles, popping bottles. Yeah, we turned up, yeah, we turned up. Yeah, we turned up, yeah, we turned up. Stepping in the club like 1, 2, stepping. I'm already turned up, about to get booked. DJ, turn me up. I got my drink in my cup, yeah, I'm effed up. Did I say that, yeah, I'm effed up. Popping bottles. Yes, we rock stars. Yeah, we turned up. In the club, not giving a what. Popping bottles. In the club, yeah.
turned up. Yeah, 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 we turned up. Yeah, we turned up. Yeah, 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 we turned up. Yeah, we turned up. In the club, 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 not giving a what. Popping, popping bottles. Popping, popping bottles. In the club, yeah, we popping bottles. Popping, popping bottles. We in the club, yeah, we popping bottles. Popping, popping bottles. Popping, popping bottles. Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up. Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up. Chillin' in the VIP like, yeah, we wasted. Poppin' bottles all night, yeah, we own it. We got that Hennessy, Hennessy. We got that vodka. We got that good, good rum, I know you want some. Yeah, we turned up, turned, yeah, we turned up. Turned in up. The club, 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 nah, give me the word. Did I say that, yeah, yeah, we turned up.
Yeah, we turned up. In the club, 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 not giving a what. Popping, popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. In the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. We in the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping, popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up. Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up. Yeah, we turned up. In the club, 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 not giving a what. Popping, popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. In the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. We in the club, yeah, we poppin' bottles, poppin', poppin' bottles, poppin', poppin' bottles. Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up. Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up.
We got the chicken going, here's another round. Got a couple more bottles, yeah, it's going down. Cut security, yeah, we about to turn it down. So packed in the club, yeah, we turned up.
Turned
couple
down.
More shots, yeah, and we throwed out. Ha, and we throwed
yeah,
out.
We turned up.
Club, 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 not giving a what. Popping, popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. In the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. We in the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping, popping bottles, popping, popping bottles.
Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up. Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up.
Yo, 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 you back with Sexy Saturdays with your girl Erica Marie and Amanda Baby G. And y'all know we be turned up on Sexy Saturday. Y'all know how we do. Yeah, but we got a caller right now, so let's get into the phone line. 9981, you on with Sexy Saturdays. Who's this?
What's good, everybody? This is your girl, Purple Shade.
What's good? We already know who it is.
What's good with it?
Nothing. What's good with you, Mama? What you doing? Where are you at right now?
I'm actually in Vegas, of course. Hot Vegas.
Of course.
About to hit a Crown nightclub tonight, of course. Out here in Vegas, it's going down. You feel me?
Yeah, we just pulled
your
trap. How you feeling about that?
You already know. I called it. I'm like, that's me. You already know. I'm turned up every day.
Right, of course. I already know you're going to be turned up tonight.
Yes. It's hot as hell out here in Vegas, but you already know. I know the 661 is hot out there, too. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of shit that's going on out here.
When outside, my forehead start peeling. Right?
Yes, so Sexy Saturdays. I mean, yes, I see y'all. I see y'all, baby. I mean, it's a lot of stuff that I wanted to announce today, Sexy Saturday, on Sexy Saturday Show. We got the I'm Live TV, you know what I'm saying, powered by Dang Out Radio. It premieres August 1st on YouTube, Monday through Friday, 3 o'clock Pacific time. So all you indie artists that got music videos submitted to I'm Live TV, this is big. I have a lot of street hosts in different states. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited about it. Atlanta, South Carolina. I mean, so many different street hosts that's going to be bringing that live street interviews from the streets. You never know what kind of talent that's in the street. So we're going to bring it to you live also. Also, we're going to be playing music videos. It's basically like 106 in Park, but better because we got the different street hosts in different states. It's going to spread faster, and we cater to indie artists. You know what I'm saying? So if you got that music video, then submit to imlivetv@gmail.com. Premieres August 1st, everybody. It's bananas.
We for everybody. We ain't for people, just the people with money. We for everybody. We for the broke people, for the rich people, we for everybody. We for all people, we for the people.
I mean, with this, you never know what kind of talent you got in the streets because, know what I'm saying? We got these different street hosts. I'm excited about working with this new project. This is my new baby. It's powered by Bang Out Radio. We all together, baby. You never know what's going to be in the streets. You know what I'm saying? It could be somebody that, you know what I'm saying, can rap and never got their time to shine. So if we got some street hosts out there and they interview you, that's your time to shine. If you can put your leg behind your back, you know what I'm saying? We want to see all kinds of talent. If you're a producer, you know what I'm saying, anything that you do, we're going to put it on I'm Live TV. You know what I'm saying? Then we're going to play music videos, you know what I'm saying, behind every interview. Because every interview is going to be in a different state. You feel me? So,
Oh, yeah. That's so dope. Because then, well, you know, all the different states that have a different genres of music, different beats.
Everybody
different.
Has a different swag.
Exactly. So that's
We got the streets of Australia too. Overseas, we have street hosts out there. There's a lot of stuff I'm working on. I mean, a lot of events out here that's in Vegas. Oh, so much stuff going on. Bang Out Radio will be doing a transformation soon, everybody. So that's going to be bananas. We're going to have a Bang Out Radio app. We also got the new Bang Out Radio website that's coming soon. So that old one, it's still going to be there, but we're going to have it. Transformation, so it's going to be totally different.
We're going to revamp it up.
Yeah. Bigger and better.
Yes, bigger and better. So much stuff going on. I mean, Bang Out Radio is going to be sponsoring. Also, Bang Out Radio does sponsor people too. And we also, I have also a lot of sponsors that, man, in the works right now, I got lined up. I mean, crazy bananas. Bang Out Radio is going to be sponsoring the semi-pro team out here in Vegas, of course. I'm excited about that. I mean,
we're
going to be doing live broadcasts out here from the football field, you know what I'm saying? All kinds of shit we're going to be doing. So I'm excited about that, too.
Oh, you said football field? I need to go get me a big football player, you know.
Here you go.
Yes, I mean, we're going to have, Bang Out Radio is going to be starting, like I said, with the sponsor, we're going to be starting advertising small businesses pretty soon. And we're also going to be sponsoring people. So, you know, it's going to be crazy, closing stores. I mean, everything is crazy. But, yeah,
man,
I appreciate that information.
Like, we're trying to be the biggest thing to slice bread.
Yes, and make sure they put that butter on it too if they like it.
Okay.
You feel me? So, I mean, basically, I love all the hosts that Bang Out Radio got right now. I mean, and I'm loving we got the new street host that's coming in. You know, I mean, if you want to be a street host for I'm Live TV, of course, you can't be shy to talk to people in the streets, random people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these are three different random people, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be airing Monday through Friday on YouTube. Just like if you're watching 106 and Park, it comes on Monday through Friday at a certain time. If you miss an episode, of course, you can always go back and look at it. You already know, once we get a lot of views, you know what I'm saying, BET, VH1, whoever is going to pick us up. You feel me? That's the plan.
You're going to see us act silly and crazy on TV.
You know we got our comedian on board from I'm Live TV, Jay Payton. He's going to be in the streets doing his comedian shit and still interviewing people. I mean, it's a good opportunity, especially for indie artists. Even if we get on BET, VH1, we still going to be catering to indie artists because that's what, you know what I'm saying, that's where we are. You know what I'm saying?
That's what
we
about.
You can't get enough of indie artists. Yes, you can't get enough of indie artists coming out year by year, day by day. You know what I'm saying? So, I do a lot of work. You know what I'm saying? I push everything that I do. And everybody that's, you know what I'm saying, that's with me. You know what I'm saying? I love everybody. But you already know. I mean, it's crazy because you got people that like to see, you know what I'm saying, downfall. But me, personally, you guys, ain't no downfall for me, baby. You feel me? So they can't get the best of me. I talk shit, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't a friend of mine on Facebook, you already know I say what I feel and I just give the damn. You feel me?
We say me to me what we say, too, regardless.
Right. And you're with a movement that's really, really, you know what I'm saying, my movement is strong, you know? And everybody that's on it, you know what I'm saying, y'all with me, regardless of the fact, you know what I'm saying? If I'm going somewhere, we all go. You know, I can't express that enough because I can't say that for other people. But for me, if you're on my team and my circle, we all go. And sometimes it's not like that. But, shit, you already know I disappose anybody fast. You know what I'm saying? If you don't belong in my circle, oh, best believe I'm going to find you fast and you're not going to be there any longer. You feel me? So I'm eating chips, you guys. You feel me? I'm trying to feed my face when I'm talking to Amanda, Baby G, and Erica Marie on Sexy Saturdays, baby.
Already know. And since we feeling you right now, we gonna feel you. Let's get to this Jai Monique track, Feeling You. We gonna get it.
This is the big one, bitch.
I think I'm feeling you.
Running, 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 running
back. We back. We all back. It's Sexy Saturdays right here. So live on Bang Out Radio. Your girl, Amanda Baby G, Erica Marie, we in the building. We got hot and heavy on a very serious discussion about domestic violence in the first hour. Now, you know, we cooling the sheets a little bit.
You see how things are with us? We done went back to sheets and talked about sheets. You know, sheets leads to bed, leads to what you gonna do in the bed?
Yeah, okay, so if your mind wasn't in the gutter, it is now. Man, we doing it so big. Give us a call, 661-621-7559. Hit us up on our Facebook, add us as a friend. All you R&B artists out there that want to get your music heard right here on Sexy Saturdays, hit us up at sexysaturdays.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Let us, you know, let us share the wealth. Let's share your music. Do you want to get heard? Hit us up.
Oh, yeah, because it's all love. It's all love. I mean, we don't even play your track, even if we think it's whack. Everybody's right?
Exactly. I mean, you might not get our approval at the end of the day, but we're going to play it. You know, somebody's going to like it.
Somebody's going to like this stuff.
You're going to get a fan out of somebody. But let's get into this caller right now. 3217, you are on live with your girl, Amanda Baby G and Erica Marie, Sexy Saturdays. Who's this?
What's good, y'all? It's your girl, Marley B. Y'all know I have to call in and show my sister some love. You feel me?
What's up?
You feel me? Topaz with Shay, too. She still on?
No,
she has to go, unfortunately. But you know, she a busy lady, so you know she only has so much time for us now.
Yeah, man. I tuned in a little earlier, and then I had to go, and then I tuned back in. Like, wait, Topaz is on too, okay. But okay. I really am feeling that J. Monique, and I like y'all whole little, you know, the mood you set for Sexy Saturdays is real cool, you know what I'm saying? It's a mature subject that people would indulge in talking about, so I like y'all show. So cool.
Oh, thank you. You know, we love your show, too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Show, I mean, when I think of Marley B as far as an artist and your show, I think of just a rainbow. Because your show is so colorful and so live. Like,
thank you.
No, I'm not even going to lie. Like, sometimes I call in, the call and speak, and I be like, they talking so much. They in the groove. I'm not going to interrupt that. When you go on and you on a roll, sometimes you just let me finish with this.
Yeah, it's like yeah, it'd be so live.
Yeah,
but you know what?
Much love
to everybody on Bang Out Radio. Much love to all our hosts on Bang Out Radio. All going from Monday all the way, you know, to Sexy Saturdays. We doing it so big. We doing it so live. And we just a big happy family. Dysfunctional, but we happy.
Like we said, we bang out, baby.
Yes.
Real talk. Y'all know that's why I changed my email to Bang Out Marley B so it could be a little easier and kind of funny, you know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, okay, bangoutmarleyb@gmail.com. I can remember that.
I got that.
You know? So I also want y'all to be on the lookout for... For me, I'm going to be searching for R&B collabos. So, Amanda, you know we're going to get it in.
You already know what's up. You already know. Yes.
That's my next movement, all R&B. Next project is all R&B.
That'll be so dope. Maybe we can have you on our show because you know we are an R&B show. So, therefore, we have to have Marley B in the building.
Of course.
That's what's up. I'm going to bring some of my... some stuff I've been working on. I'm going to get a complete song mixed down master and shoot it y'all way, you know? And shoot
please
it y'all
shoot
way.
It to us.
We're going to do that.
Your West Coast is R&B, but has a little bit of that hip-hop vibe as well. You know, we be
right,
West Coast.
Right. I always forget about the hip-hop flavor in that. But I need to, I'm bringing R&B to it, like, soul, R&B soul, you know? So, shout out to Kelly Brand,
you know,
and Tanini, Bella. Shout out to the whole Bang Out fam. Pretty much everybody that's been supporting me in my hard time. Not having like a hard time, but you know, life can take a toll on you sometimes. And I always keep smiling, but good Lord, it'll be getting to me. So I'll be trying to keep my head up at the same time. And some people will be thinking, like, Marley, we don't be going through nothing. She's always happy, like, no, people don't know I'm real. I'm a real person, too.
Right.
So I don't get the phone calls that much from old friends that I used to have no more. And I think my life is transitioning to old friends over to new people. And I know y'all probably experiencing the same thing. And it's kind of hard for me because I'm in between right now where I don't kind of have those old people I used to lean on and talk to and chop it up with. And, you know, sometimes I get lonely, but that's part of the road to where I'm going. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this a major turning point in your life right now where everybody has to go through it? I was the only one that knew it may be for you.
I mean, to me, this is the time where you figure out who's supposed to be in your life and who's true and who's not.
Yeah, because you gotta make sure, you know, you gotta have to trust people around your kids, and if you got a man, around your man, or if you got an alternative lifestyle, around your woman. And it's hard, you know, to trust, and you gotta build that bond with everyone close to you first before you venture off. And that's where people mess up. People around them don't realize they're trying to build that bond first. And when a person finally gets that chance to excel or to just take off, then the other people behind them are wondering, well, how come they not looking for me, checking for me now? They balling, they doing this. How come? Well, you must have forgot right before they started balling, you was not there for them.
When they were at their lowest,
you was not helping them when they was at their lowest. So why the hell would they start sharing one piece of tiny success with you, like Nipsey said? If you sharing your success and not your struggle, you the fool. Then you start to look like fool. You know what I'm saying?
They chew you up and spit you out.
And so I'm just at that point, I learn a lot from a lot of new people around me, and I appreciate a lot of people being in my life at this point. You know what I'm saying? I am not the type to take people for granted. So I love and appreciate a lot of people that surround me and giving me this learning experience, whether they haters or whether they not. So,
We new to the whole Bang Out family, and we new to the whole, you know, Bang Out Radio in general. You know, we got love for everybody, including you, so you already know what it is. Like I said, we are sisterhoods right here.
It's a beautiful thing, though. Don't Molly B just sound like this. Such a beautiful person, y'all. Y'all should see her. She's so cute and little. And you just want to hug her.
So...
I know we are full with it, Molly B. We are full.
Thank you.
But it's all love, 100%.
I have fun talking to you all the time.
Hey, we just be being ourselves.
Y'all should call into my show. My show be funny. The dudes that be calling in be funny. They be funny as all the work.
I know.
Y'all, oh my God. I was listening back to some of the shows like, what? I don't remember him saying that.
Right. Man. But go ahead and let everybody know what you got going on. You know, push all your what you're doing right now. What's new for Molly B right now?
Well, for Marley B right now, I'm doing a lot of writing, and I'm trying to kind of find that perfect producer that, you know, meets my niche. Also, I've been, you know, coming into contact and pretty much making acquaintances with a lot of R&B singers, male and female singers, so that we can start, you know, collabing. I'm working on a song with Nina Bell. She's a former member of Bobby Penn. And she's Cali bred as well, but we're working on some R&B with her and a couple of things with Self X. You know, we got a couple unfinished projects. Shout out to them, K-Wise, you know, those are my brothers. I love them. And a lot of just a lot of R&B, basically, because I worked on hip-hop and R&B on my mixtape, and now this album, which, you know, the mixtape is going to be dropping next month, and the album is going to be soon to follow. And it's going to be called Deep.
Okay, you know, we're ready for that.
So I was going to call it Chocolate Wasted and go kind of generic with it and do the little sexiness, but nah, forget that. I'm about to go real deep and be honest and interesting and be a little bit more revealing and, you know, open my heart because I have a wall built around myself. So I think it's time I let my friends know who I really am and not just
put up a
always be Marley B. I might reveal Marlena, you know what I'm saying? A taste of her. So other than that, I'm just hosting stuff and networking, you know, about to get a photo shoot or two in, having fun for the summer. So the folks can add your girl on Facebook. I got a new Facebook page. My music page, for some reason, I don't know, it's hard to get likes on the Facebook music page because I be on my personal page so much. But I got two of them. One of them is for the girls that wants to be the talk show host. You know, that's my main goal. And then the other one is just my music. So y'all can add me. Just punch in Marley B.
You make some beautiful music, though. You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So do you, Amanda. You know, girl, you got a bomb voice. She had to kick it a cappella at the one of the bang out parties, man. I'm telling you, kept the party going and didn't miss a beat.
I was like,
remember that?
My track was stopped. I was performing, and I still had a good artist don't stop. You got to keep on going. And so, therefore, I had to keep on going.
Man. Most times, though, artists don't do that. Most of the rappers, sometimes, we're going to put this on the rappers. The rappers be like, oh, man, my song just stopped. My song just stopped, just gone.
Hey, hold on. What's going on with the track? What's going on with the track?
You know, turning around, talking to the DJ, like, what you doing, nigga, no? She kept it going. Sang the whole song the way through. It was bomb. I don't like that.
Freestyle did something, huh?
But not with it. The crazy part is, it happened to my first track, but why did it have to happen to my second track, too?
Yeah,
I'm like, why do you want me to show my ass on here, right?
She was like, okay, so.
Thank you, Marley B, for calling. We appreciate
your
love.
Show us love,
all the way back.
For sure, y'all, you know, about to go on and possibly crash the party over here at Regina's studio session.
Hey, it's Saturday. What a party
so, at? I was trying to get in over there with them, see what they're doing briefly, and I'll holler at y'all. Thank y'all for letting me call in and take some of your time, you know?
No problem. You're more than welcome.
It's all love.
For sure, y'all, for sure. Keep up the good
That's
work.
Our girl, Marley B. Hit her up on Facebook. Tune into her show, What's Good Wednesdays. Every Wednesday is going down. Molly B in the building. Much love.
She also got the YouTube show, y'all. Tune in on her own YouTube. She's getting it in with her music. Let's get into this track right now.
I'm starting to realize let me do to you whatever I want to.
That was me, your girl, Amanda Baby G. Well, let me love you. If you like my song, I'm so appreciative of all my fans right now because I gained some new fans, especially with this radio show. So I want to shout out all my fans. Hit me up on ReverbNation/AmandaBabyG. Thank you, everybody, for listening to your girls on Sexy Saturday, every Saturday from 12 to 2. Shout out to Topaz Lachey, Marley B for calling in and showing love.
Shout out to the whole Bang Out family. Of course, we got Topaz and Marley B. We also got L.A. Drina, Supreme, Jay Payton, and Lyric on the Graphics. And shout out to Amplan and Moment Stolen for that photo shoot. It was really banging. Artists, all indie artists, R&B artists, please send us some music. SexySaturdays.bangoutradio@gmail.com. We're trying to get your stuff out there. But you got to push it, though.
Yes, yes. Hit us up, man. It's Sexy Saturdays. Hit us up where the hottest stuff at, where the hottest party at. Hit us up because we about to get turned up.
Yeah, we turned up. In the club, 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 not giving a what. Popping, popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. In the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. We in the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping, popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up. Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up. Stepping in a club like 1, 2, 7. I'm already turned up, about to get booked. DJ, turn me up, DJ, turn me up. I got my drink in my cup, yeah, I'm effed up. Did I say that, yeah? Yeah, I'm effed up. Popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. Yes, we rock stars. Yeah, we turned up. In the club, 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 not giving a what. Popping, popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. In the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. We in the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping, popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up. Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up. Yeah, we turned up. In the club, 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 not giving a what. Popping, popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. In the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. We in the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping, popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up. Yeah, we turned up, yeah, 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 we turned up. Chillin' in the VIP like, yeah, we wasted. Popping bottles all night, yeah, we own it. We got the Hennessy, Hennessy. We got that vodka, vodka. We got that good, good rum, I know you want some. Yeah, we turned up, turned, yeah, we turned up. In the club, 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 not giving a word. Did I say that? Yeah, yeah, we turned up.
Yeah, we turned up. In the club, 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 not giving a word. Popping, popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. In the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping, popping bottles. We in the club, yeah, we popping bottles, popping, popping.